I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. For many thousands of hurricane victims, the shock of resettlement is shifting into restoration and new routines. Gloria Hillard has the story of one evacuee's transition to calmer surroundings in Los Angeles.
In a shaded section of asphalt, amid TV cameras, idling food trucks, and dozens of volunteers, Elaine West was sitting in a plastic chair off by herself.
I think I'm sitting in now because I'm missing my home. My home and my taste of things that I like, you know, and my little touches here and there, my figurines and stuff like that. My daughter's wedding dress under the bed.
For this 52-year-old grandmother from New Orleans, reality is finally setting in.
Thank God I'm in a Christian safe haven, but where do I go from here?
West is one of more than 100 evacuees at a sprawling Christian outreach center in Los Angeles. She says getting here wasn't just a trip.
It was a journey. It was a hell of a journey.
She walked more than 5 hours on roads that were turning into rivers. Three men, strangers, and a dog named Blackjack accompanied her.
I had hitchhiked with three men, and they were making sure that they get me to safety. But once these men got me to safety, I felt fear. And that's not me. I didn't want them to know. I was sitting in the sheriff's car crying. I didn't want them to know that I didn't know what I was going to do or that I didn't have a plan.
All she had with her was a duffel bag of clothes and her daughter's wedding video.
I don't think I want to see it now. You just want to remember now.
Her three children and four grandchildren are safe in Texas and Shreveport. When Elaine West talks, her small shell earrings swing back and forth. The only other jewelry she wears is the key around her neck.
This is the key to my room where I'm residing at upstairs.
Getting up those stairs is hard for her. She's a robust woman with thick-soled orthopedic shoes. A childhood disease ravaged her feet and left her susceptible to new infections.
You know, I don't have no heels and no toes. A bacteria got in my body called pneumococcus. That's another reason why I had to leave. They had two dead bodies in the neighborhood.
Her room is on the fourth floor of what used to be a hospital with shiny cream-colored linoleum floors and matching high-gloss walls. West is sharing a room with another woman from New Orleans. There are three bunk beds here, so it may get a little more crowded. Someone's left her a surprise. On her bed is a brand new floral comforter, still in its plastic zip bag.
This pattern is, like my bedroom at home. Is it a pattern?
West has plans for the king-size canvas of magnolias and gladiolas. First, she'll make a cover for her twin bed.
I'm going to make me a spread. I'm going to make the skirt and some shams, and I'm going to accessorize it with some purple. So I'm going to give myself a little home atmosphere.
Until she can find one of her own. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.